In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams, in for David Brancaccio, who's on assignment. President Trump is scheduled to visit Louisiana today. He'll tour a new liquefied natural gas facility and is expected to applaud the industry for adding jobs and boosting energy exports. This comes as China said yesterday it would raise its tariffs on U.S. LNG from 10% to 25%. Marketplace's Andy Euler reports on what those higher tariffs mean for the industry.
The U.S. has been exporting less liquefied natural gas to China since Beijing tacked on tariffs to the product last year. Nico Safos with the Center for Strategic and International Studies says that hasn't hurt the industry much because
more or less everyone has signed up to buy LNG from the United States except the Chinese.
Total U.S. LNG sales jumped 61% in 2018 compared to the previous year. Ken Medlock at Rice University says a 25% LNG tariff sounds bad, but U.S. exporters do have ways of getting around tariffs.
Maybe you'll see U.S. LNG cargo land in Japan or South Korea, and then a cargo that was originally destined for one of those locations landing in China.
Meaning the U.S. doesn't need to sell directly to China right now. But one day it might, says Steve Gabriel at the University of Maryland.
You know, everything China does is an order of magnitude bigger than a lot of other places. They sort of drive the market.
He says eventually U.S. exporters will need the Chinese market to sustain growth. So a prolonged trade war might eventually do real harm. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.